He has said that Carlos the Jackal is a revolutionary fighter and that his life term for murder is an injustice, and that Carlos the Jackal is really a champion of Palestinian rights and who should be recognised for the freedom fighter that he is.
And he's also praised other demagogues, really, in the West, people like Robert Mugabe, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and even Idi Amin.
Yes, he went out of his way to pick controversial leaders and claim them as brothers. He said Iran's Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who is just beginning a tour of South America, including Venezuela this week, is his brother, as is Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe. And then he went so far as to evoke Uganda's late dictator Idi Amin, saying that people thought he was a cannibal, but he said, "I have doubts, I don't know. Maybe he was a great nationalist, a patriot," is what he said about Idi Amin. Now, this has already provoked a strong reaction from Ugandan government officials who say this is a travesty and that Idi Amin was a bloodthirsty dictator and that hundreds of thousands of people died during his dictatorship in the 1970s. So already there's some strong reaction to what Hugo Chavez has said. And Chavez anticipated this, actually. I mean, in his comments, which he gave to a room full of applauding delegates at a socialist conference here in Caracas on Friday, Chavez said, "I don't care what they say about me in Europe tomorrow," meaning that he knew very well that the comments he was saying would be controversial, and indeed they are.
Does Chavez help the cause of international socialism when he praises people like this?
No, I think what Chavez is trying to achieve here really is to get attention. I think he's quite keen to establish or to consolidate his reputation, if you like, as the enfant terrible of international diplomacy. He is the guy who says the unsayable, who crosses the line, and so on. And this gets him, this will get him a lot of headlines. I mean, these are rather calculated things. When he says these controversial things, it's not necessarily some off-the-cuff blunder or a gaffe. It's actually, he tends to plan these things, knowing very well that the likes of The Guardian, for instance, as well as a lot of other international media, will pick up on these comments and report them because they are quite newsworthy. And this gets him a lot of attention and solidifies his reputation in his own eyes as a revolutionary leader. And at the same time, much as this might prompt some condemnation or criticism internationally, in Venezuela, it's not going to really cost him any votes, because the people who are already inclined to vote for Hugo Chavez are not going to not vote for him now just because he said something controversial about Carlos the Jackal. For them, that's not really an issue. So what he gets is international attention for pretty much a very low political cost, because it won't cost him votes in Venezuela.
Damn, we've fallen right into his trap.
We are. This very conversation we're having right now shows that he plays the media often like a violin. So, yes, I mean, you could say that there is a political cost to say, because maybe kind of moderate people who think they like the government's policies here internationally may get a bit queasy when he says these things. But for Chavez, that doesn't really matter so much, because he doesn't need their support. As I said, he's looking for international attention, and at the same time, he knows this will not cost him votes domestically. So, yes, in a sense, we have fallen into his trap.